Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Danny Marino from The Agonist, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Vicky Sirakis from The Agonist, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are joined by The Agonist. We have guitarist Danny and vocalist Vicky with us. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Cool. Danny, this is a hometown gig for you at Heavy Montreal. Have you guys done Heavy Montreal before?
Yeah, we did Heavy Montreal, I think, back in 2012. Funny enough, Slipknot also headlined that one. But I'm really happy to be back. It was amazing last time, and I'm sure it's going to be great this time, too.
Cool. And do you have a lot of friends and family who come out to these shows when you do them in Montreal?
Yeah, Montreal shows, whether it's the festival or, like, you know, just at a club or whatever, there's always, you know, a massive guest list and also people just coming out from you haven't seen in a long time.
And Vicky, you're where? From Chicago?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago and from Greece, too. Okay. Born and raised in Chicago, then moved to Greece. Now I'm back in Chicago.
Where in Chicago? Are you downtown or are you in the suburbs?
Suburban area.
I lived in Hinsdale for a while. Do you know that town? It's like DuPage County.
Not familiar.
Cool. And let's talk about how you guys originally connected. You've now been in the band like about a year and a half, 2 years. How did that original connection take place between you and The Agonist?
Danny actually found me on YouTube. I was doing vocal covers at the time, and this was way before anything was announced, obviously. They knew that Elisa was leaving to join Arch Enemy. They were searching for a vocalist. He found me, got to talking, got to know each other, and when he finally asked me if I wanted to, you know, fill in the spot, I obviously said yes. So it's kind of how it happened.
And how do you guys rehearse and work together? Do you come here to Montreal and you know, temporarily live here while you're working with the band?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. A lot of people ask me, you know, where do I live? And I don't really know how to respond to that question because I'll be, like, in Chicago for a month and I'll be here for another month and we'll be touring for a month. So it's like I just go back and forth whenever I have to.
Cool. Now you guys are getting ready to go out and tour with Epica. Do you feel that there's going to be a lot of crossover fans with The Agonist and Epica? How are you expecting the crowd, the Epica fans, will react to Agonist and vice versa?
Well, luckily, the thing is we've already toured with Epica in 2010, I think it was. So I can already gauge how it's, you know, how the response will be, and it was pretty good that time. So we know that there is a crossover there, and we provide, you know, a more extreme end, you know, so we can provide like a high energy, you know, extreme high energy into that show, but as well with our melodic side, we can cross over with Epica. So I have a really good feeling about it.
Cool. And the latest album, Eyes of Providence, is really rather new. Can you talk about that record and how you went about recording it, where you recorded it, what producers and engineers you worked with?
Do you want to start?
Sure, yeah. We worked with the same producer we did on our first three albums, Chris Donaldson from The Grid. It was kind of we searched around with a lot of more international kind of producers, and we ended up back with him because it just made the most sense. It was like He knows us. He's like another member of the band. He knows exactly what our music and our vision is now. So the album itself was written a lot different than previous albums. There was a lot more collaboration between like me and Vicky, as opposed to before, vocals and music didn't really communicate. It was extremely separated. It was like, you do your part, I do my part, we'll put it together, and that's it. So now it's like, oh, let's exchange ideas, how maybe this melody's better, and like change that little part, and we talked it over, and that's how the songs came about, and it came together a lot more, you know, naturally. And so now I think the songs are, they show that.
Very good. And Vicky, as a singer, as a vocalist, as a musician, what first drew you to music?
In general?
In general, yeah. Speaking as a little girl, just in general terms.
Well,
earliest musical memories.
I honestly remember myself singing since I remember myself. It was a thing that, you know, teachers would make me do for school plays and stuff like that. You know, as a kid, I was on pitch. They were like, okay, you can sing, do it. And I guess as I grew up, when I was like around 14, 15, I first listened to metal music, and that's kind of when it hit me that, like, oh, maybe I can actually, you know, sing this stuff. And so, yeah, I just took something that I was kind of always doing and turned it into a career choice, I guess.
Very good. Okay, guys, have a great show at Heavy Montreal. We will be there on the side of the stage watching, and again, best of luck to you.
Thanks a lot.